Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast, where we offer you actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I'm a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. This podcast is proud to partner with Aversio Wellness, where there is a mushroom for every moment, especially when it comes to hormonal balance. Their quality and purity is unmatched, but their golden ticket, the reason why I love them, is their high extraction, so that you don't have to take 1,000 pills to reach a therapeutic dosage. Let's dive on in. Hey ladies, welcome back to another episode. And this episode, I am walking on a walking pad. So I don't think you can hear it. I tested it beforehand, but I am getting my steps in. I have a goal of making sure that I am lessening my inactivity time on my Rincon, which is what I'm using instead of Oura Ring right now. And so I'm trying to lessen the inactivity time instead of just focusing on hitting an amount of steps. It's like, okay, making sure that I'm staying active and, you know, just trying to take things that I would typically do sitting and see if I can do them standing. So what we're going to talk about today actually was inspired by the episode that's coming out the following week. So I did an interview with a holistic OB and it was a very good interview, but I feel like it needs a precursor. I feel like we need to get our minds set up to really get the best that we can out of this interview. So let me really quickly remind you of our giveaway, because we have so many amazing entries this month and I don't want you to miss your spot. Okay. So this is what you're winning and how you can win. And we will be doing the drawing on, and you'll announce the winner on the first episode in March. So that will be March 4th. So make sure you tune back in so you can hear if you won and get all of the deets. Okay, so you are going to win an Aversio mushroom set. So you'll get Aversio Wellness mushroom set. You will get a blend, like a mushroom blend of choice and a capsule of choice, which is really cool that you get to customize that. I won't influence your decision. Maybe I will. No, I'm just kidding. So how you win is go to Balancing Hormones Naturally on your Apple Podcasts or iTunes, rate and review. Or if you've already done that and you want to get more entries, you can screenshot an episode that you're listening to. Any episode works. Go ahead and share it to your social medias. Tag my personal Instagram, Leah_Brueg, or you can tag the podcast one, which is Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you have a private account, after you share, screenshot it and send it to me in a DM, because otherwise I won't see that you shared it and I won't be able to enter you. Okay, so make sure you do that.
Ladies, I have been using these serums for, are you ready? I've been using them for over 2 years. That's when we know these skincare serums work, because that's a long time to consistently not budge from a serum. I'm just saying, that's a long time. And that is Pasoni Skincare. You've probably seen me use them on my Instagram because I love showing how I use them for gua sha. And they are one of our newest podcast sponsors, but her skincare is not new to me. I've been using it for a while. It's 100% natural. It's non-toxic, clean ingredients, formulated without the things that we don't like no parabens, no phthalates, no sulfates, no synthetic fragrances, no PEGs, no SLLs, which is great. We don't want those in there, but we want our skincare to work, right? So the biggest differences that I've noticed when I started using this that just got me completely hooked is smoother skin texture. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like baby butt soft skin. That's what I have. And brighter skin. You look like you're glowing from within. this literally, I'm not kidding you, you will notice this. You will look like you are glowing from within. And that is because of her amazing ingredients. She uses sea buckthorn, bakuchiol, she uses copaiba, she uses Brazilian rosewood. You can read about them all. But when these are combined together, they help promote your skin's integrity and promote its renewal. You're going to notice reduced skin inflammation, reduce age spots, helps fade scars, promotes evenness and smoother skin texture, brighter skin looking appearance, balances your natural oils. I used to think that if I put oil on my skin would be oilier, but that's not the case. These are fabulous. I used to get dry spots around my mouth, especially in the winter. I do not get those anymore. I'm telling you guys, ride or die. You will love them. She has the botanical sea drops, which are the morning, and the botanical R drops, which are the night serum, which has the bakuchiol in it, which is the alternative to retinol. So you get all the benefits of retinol without the side effects, because we don't like the side effects of retinol. Okay. I love them. I've been using them, like I said, for over 2 years. She is an esthetician, so of course she knows what she's talking about when it comes to skincare. And I love that she created something that is non-toxic, but also works, right? So if you go to PassoniSkincare.com, I'm going to spell that for you because you have a stellar deal here. PassoniSkincare.com, Passoni Skincare. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you buy them as a duo, okay, you get 18% off. So that's already cheaper. And then you can stack them with the code LEAH10, L-E-A-H-10. And these serums last me over 4 months, you guys. I almost hit about 5 months, almost. When you do that math, that is under $35 a month for non-toxic, stellar, amazing skincare. If you are a minimalist and you really, really want to pull back your skincare routine, this would be it. Like, this could be it. You're going to need a face wash, but this would be it. And they work so well. They work so well. Like I said, I've been using them for over 2 years. So the other thing, I'll put her Instagram in the show notes. If you have any questions about utilizing them, she is so helpful for answering them. So I highly recommend chatting with her, but definitely snag that discount. Just use code LEAH10 for an extra 10% off your order.
So I'm walking so slowly, but maybe that still is going to make me get out of breath. I'm walking 1.4 miles an hour. So whenever I do recording protocols, and I'll do it on the walking pad and I have to do typing, I literally have to walk 1 mile an hour. I have to walk so slow if I'm typing. I don't know what it is. My brain can't compute typing and walking at the same time. It's kind of weird, but if you have that same issue, please let me know. Also, something else that I really want to know is what you're doing when you're listening to this episode. I love hearing how I am keeping you company. Are you driving? Are you taking a walk? Are you doing your laundry? Working out? I listen to podcasts when I'm working out. I don't know why. Like, gets my mind off of how many more reps I have or something like that. But what I wanted to talk about today is taking care of our health and kind of what that entails in terms of patience and in terms of selfishness, for lack of a better term. And there's a few reasons why I want to do this. So, number one, I think that it is so important that we understand that we reap what we sow. And I am completely speaking from experience here. Like, I sit in this realm with you. I'm not like, oh, I've never done this. No, I've completely done this. I got so frustrated with my body when I was going through all of my health issues. And I still will have momentarily things crop up, and it's so easy to revert to that mindset, like, oh, gosh, body, gee whiz, get with the program. Why are you doing this to me? instead of realizing that we reap what we sow. So how on earth do we expect to have amazing periods, symptomless periods, no PMS, abundant energy, stable moods, lose weight effortlessly, when we treat our bodies like utter garbage? Now, when I was in college, I would stay up very late studying or doing homework or whatever, which was necessary to do, but I could have prioritized my time way better to not have to do that. And then I'd have to wake up at 5:30 because I lived very far away from school. And you guessed it, in my thermos would go a ton of caffeine and a ton of sugar, because that's how I drank my coffee. And I don't even know what I would eat for breakfast back then. Probably an egg and a piece of toast. I really always have liked eggs. And then crackers and type of meat or a sandwich for lunch. Probably more coffee. Probably a bagel in there somewhere. And my family used to call me Sweet Tooth because I was obsessed with Skittles. Pretty much any fruit candy I was obsessed with. And on top of that, ton of sugar, right? But then also a ton of red food dye and all that fun stuff. And so I wasn't getting a lot of sleep, and then I was eating horribly. And yet I still expected my health to be awesome. It was as if no matter what I did to my body, I expected that my health should be great. Hi, Mama. Hi, sweetie. And why on earth do I expect the output from my body to be better than the input? So I'm not giving it nourishing food. I'm not prioritizing rest. I'm not prioritizing micronutrients. I'm not prioritizing anything that's helpful to my body. Yet I get mad when my body doesn't perform at top level. Make it make sense. I am 100% there with you. But yet we still get frustrated. And that is why I think it is so important to really take a moment and look at how we've been treating our bodies. Because if we are not nourishing them, speaking to them kindly, you can't hate your body into health. You can't sit there and be like, oh, wow, I hate this part of my hips. Hate that my digestion's horrible. Hate how I look in this outfit. Hate how I feel when I wake up in the morning. I'm always so tired. You can't hate our body into healing. And I used to really just look at my body and go, ugh. Like, what's wrong with me? Why do I have all these period issues? Why do I have acne all over? Why do I feel like I eat something and then the next day I feel like I have food poisoning because I have no energy? You know, and it was always, woe is me. Nobody else has to deal with these things. Just me. Just Leah. But yet, I was not taking care of my body at all. At all. And then when I started to step into taking care of my body, it was just on these fad diet trains. I was 100% the person that went onto Pinterest and was like, 30 days to this, 30 days to that, 7 days to a flat stomach. What kind of detox drink can I drink? What kind of supplement can I take? And so when I get asked these questions, which I do a lot, I chuckle a little bit because I get it. But at the same time, I also know that it's not going to solve your problem. One supplement is not going to solve your problem. I like supplements. I use them. But they can't replace what we're doing day in and day out for our health. And I know that all of this may be slightly frustrating, but I really want you to take a look back and be honest with yourself.
I'm so excited to partner with Paleo Valley. You've heard me talk about their electrolytes, their meat sticks, their superfood bars. They have incredible products. They're one of those companies. I just love their transparency. I love the quality of their products. And did I say I love the transparency? I love when brands really stick their ingredients out there. They stand behind them. They're ready to share all sorts of information because then we as a consumer can feel confident in what we are choosing to purchase and the brands that we're standing behind. And Paleo Valley is definitely one of those. So giddy when they wanted to partner with me because I really truly love them. I want to tell you about something that I've been using of theirs, and I don't know if I've told you about this one before. It was the Organ Complex. I have used beef organs before. This is not new to me, and there are so many benefits to using beef organs. But when I switched over to the Paleo Valley Organ Complex, I did notice a difference, and that was I could not take them later in the afternoon because they would keep me up at night. Like, I actually noticed that much of a increase in energy. It wasn't like you drank a cup of coffee type of energy. It was just you were moving and you were going and you were good, and so I couldn't go to sleep. So I always take them in the morning with breakfast now, but I never noticed that before with other beef organs that I would take. And so when you notice that big of a significant difference, you're like, oh, yep, I'm going to stick with these because these are the ones that I noticed that big of a difference. And beef organs have so many benefits to them. They're a full spectrum of traditional superfoods. They're loaded with nutrients and they're very easy for your body to utilize. I think about them as like nature's multivitamin. So their organ complex has three organs from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows. So you're getting a wide variety here, which is really, really nice. And they are freeze-dried. So this is important. The ideal way to maintain the fragile nutrients and enzymes found in organ meats is to actually eat them raw. Okay, not ideal for most people. I don't want to eat, swallow raw organs. So Paleo Valley gently freeze dries the organs in order to preserve as many of the nutrients as possible. So they have grass-fed beef kidney, grass-fed beef heart, and grass-fed beef liver, which are included in this. And so you're getting an excellent source of your B vitamins and your vitamin A, your nutrients that you need for your thyroid, like selenium and zinc, and supporting thyroid function, fertility, blood flow. I also notice a difference. Kidney is also really good for people who have histamine issues. So that's why I love having the complex, because you get all three of them and it's really, really, really great for that. B12 is the only vitamin that we can't get from either plants or sunlight. It's only found in animal products. So the richest source of vitamin B12 is grass-fed beef liver. So there we go. I have been using them for how many months now? Quite a few months. And you will love them too. I just know you will. And you can go to paleovalley.com/Leah. So that's paleovalley.com/LEAH. You can use the discount code Leah to save an extra 15% on your first order.
So how have you been treating your body for the majority of your life? Let's say it's been 25 years. So you're 25 years old and for the past month, you have been balancing your blood sugar. And yet, you still haven't reached XYZ of your goals. You're like, well, gee whiz, this isn't working. Not going to do this anymore. You have 25 more months. You have to think about it in terms of a month of healing for every year that we've been treating our bodies like garbage. And I am speaking in very extremes here. You know, you probably haven't been treating your body like utter garbage for all 25 of those years. There may have been some good weeks. There may have even been some good months. But we really need to look at our overall input to match our output. And I really, really think it's important to really sit with that, you know, because every single one of us has a cellular vitality that we are born with, right? Genetics load the gun and environment pulls the trigger. So you may be set up a certain way because of your genetics. But if we think about, you know, let's say your mom has PCOS, so then you expect you're going to have PCOS. Or maybe your mom has painful periods, so you expect you to have some painful periods. Some of that is a genetic component, but you also are growing up in the same environment that your mom is currently living in. So we're also passing that on to our kids as well. So each one of you is born with a certain cellular vitality, but at some point, you know, and so your body is really pulling for you. Even though, you know, you're putting in McDonald's, or in my case, it was bagels and a lot of caffeine, my body kept going, okay, Leah, we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep like pulling on our reserves until I have no reserves left. And so everybody's reserve capacity, their cellular vitality is going to be different. And so it may take longer for you to start experiencing symptoms than somebody else, right? And so I think sometimes it's easy to go, oh, you know, I'm doing this for my health, which is better than Susie down the street. And so I should be feeling better than Susie down the street. Well, we don't know what Susie's 25 years of health looked like. We don't know what she's been doing for the past 25 years. You just see what she wants you to see. So we don't know. And then on top of that, Susie may have a completely different cellular vitality than you do. So that's important to keep in mind, right? We're all created different. But we all have the ability to heal. You know, that's inside of us and we can get there. But our input has to match our output. Okay? So I really want you to take a moment to really sit with that, right? I talk a lot. Well, actually, I don't know if we talk a lot about it on the podcast. I talk a lot about this with my clients in terms of setting our mind up for success. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're correct. And so we will do a lot of visualization exercises of sitting with your healthiest self. What does she look like? Like, what is she implementing? Because we need to get our mind to start looking for those scenarios of healing. But you have to follow that up with action, right? And so, yes, we set our mind up for success. Yes, we visualize what our healthiest self is going to be looking like. And then we have to do the things that our healthiest self does every single day, which allows her to feel that way. And that's your input, right? And then you can expect an amazing output when our mind is there and our actions match that. So basically, all of this to say is that we do not deserve all of the amazing things that our body can do and this amazing health if we are treating it like garbage, physically and mentally. If you're hating on your body every day, yelling at ourselves as soon as you wake up in the morning, and then eating not well, not getting a movement, we can't expect a positive output. Okay. So I think that is really, that was my number one thing that I wanted to say. But I know that you are capable of putting in a positive input. I know that you can do it. I have enough belief. You can borrow on my belief in you. I know you can get there, but it does take some mental changes of how you speak to yourself daily, how you think about yourself daily, and probably a lot of daily habits that you have that need to be changed. And you may not even know what those are right now, and that's okay. We'll get there. We will get there. Okay, so that was my number one thing.
I know that you've heard me talk about continuous glucose monitors before, and I feel like they're starting to pick up a little bit of, I don't know, big fan base. And I have been loving continuous glucose monitors for a while. I am using the one through Veri, which is an app that pairs with continuous glucose monitors, so it makes them accessible to a lot more people. And I think that tracking your glucose and using a CGM is something that everybody should do at some point in their health journey. I love CGMs versus just taking your blood, because I'm terrified of needles, so that's part of it. I'm not going to be poking my finger every single day. No, thank you. But also, when you do a CGM, you can see how fast your glucose is spiking. You can see how long it's staying up there. You can see how fast it's coming down. And then even activities outside of food, you will see will affect your blood sugar. So you'll start to see differences based on how much sleep you're getting. You'll see when you're stressed, how your blood sugar will come up. And it's just so unbiased. It's just numbers. It's numbers. And it really helps you get that cutting edge that you need to really master your blood sugar. And when you master blood sugar, you hear me talk about this all the time, you're going to see if one of your big struggles is weight loss. Let me tell you that mastering your blood sugar will be a game changer for you, getting more energy, better focus. You know, blood sugar spikes are directly correlated with anxiety and mental health issues. So really mastering your blood sugar balance is going to support you in so many different ways. And I am obsessed with using Veri because they're so cost effective for using a CGM, if you've ever looked into this space before. And they really, really, really help you become an independent user. So you actually can do 14 days of a sensor and then take 14 days off, and then 14 days on, 14 days off. And so you learn, experiment with your sensor. And then actually, if you are in the app, I'm literally looking at mine right now, you can go and look at your past meals and you can see your scores. Now, the reason why this is helpful is when you are off the sensor, you get to go back to the meal scores, because Veri will give you a meal score from 1 to 10 based on how balanced it was in terms of blood sugar. How fast did your glucose rise? How long did it stay up? How much of a spike was it, etc.? And so when you're off on the 14 days off of the sensor, you get to go through and look at the meals that you got really high scores on, and you start really incorporating those. And then you get the sensor back on again, and maybe you try out some different meals. And this way, you really can just become a master at your blood sugar and finally notice these benefits that you are wanting. So you can go to Veri.co and you can get $30 off your first month with the code VSM-LEAH, L-E-A-H, all capital letters.
And then the number two thing that I want to talk about is kind of how we can look at taking care of our health it from a selfish standpoint. So by that I mean, well, I can't spend money on this healthier food because I could be spending that on more toys for my kids. Or I am not going to spend this time working out because my kids are awake and I should be playing with them right now. Or I am not going to spend this time going on a walk or getting outside and getting some quiet because I should be spending this time cleaning the toilets in my house. Okay, any of this sounding familiar? Or I am not going to order something different than everybody else at the restaurant because they're going to think I'm weird. So that is really us showing up at like what, 50% of our capacity maybe? 50%. Now, if instead we're going to reframe that, you choosing the meal that you know is going to make you feel good at that restaurant, you can have fun with your friends. You're not going to feel tired. You're going to have amazing conversations with them. Your brain's going to be on point. Your energy is going to be on point. Your digestion's going to feel great. Now you're showing up 100% as a good friend. You working out, not only are you supporting your musculoskeletal health, you're supporting your sensitivity to insulin. You're also giving your mental health an amazing boost. And you know what? You're showing your kids that you can be strong. You're showing them how to have a positive relationship with their body. And now you get to show up more powerfully and more 100% throughout your day because you did that. So instead of saying we can't do these things for our health because we should be doing these other things for other people, you know, we're only showing up 50% then throughout our day versus you taking half an hour or 20 minutes, whatever it is, to do these different things throughout the day for your health. You get to show up more powerfully and 100% everywhere else. I always think about this in terms of a cup with a bowl outside of it. So you have this cup inside the bowl. And oftentimes we think about just pouring a little bit of water into the cup and then pour that water into the bowl. Pour a little bit of water into the cup and pour a little bit into the bowl. Now, that's going to take a really, 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 really long time to fill up all the water in that bowl. And also, you keep draining your cup, right? Now, instead, think of that cup in the middle of the bowl. And you just are dumping the pitcher into this cup. And your cup gets so full, now it's overflowing into the bowl. And the cup's full, and the bowl's full. And everybody is super hydrated. So you are the cup, and the bowl is everything that you touch outside of yourself, your family, your friends, your work, people you come into contact with. That is how I want you to view you taking care of your body and your health, your emotional, your mental, your spiritual, your physical, your whole body. Because you have to look at it in that terms. The more you pour into you so that you can show up 100%, you are just pouring into all these other people. So it's not just a little bit here and a little bit there. It's just supporting every single day. Every single day. And I think that it's so easy to think that, oh, I'm just taking this supplement for my health, taking this supplement, and so I can continue to do all of the rest of the things. It's like cutting, what's the word I'm looking for? You broke your leg, and you actually need to rest, be off of it for 30 days to fully heal, but instead, you keep hobbling around and hobbling around. And so instead of it taking 30 days for you to heal, it takes an entire year and you still walk with a limp. It is so worth it in the long term, because you taking care of your health, making positive choices, even if it's hard in the moment, even though you could take 4 more laps around your house to finish getting in your steps for the day, but no, I'd much rather sit on the couch and watch TV. You know, even though that decision is hard in the moment, it's going to benefit you in the long run. It's going to benefit your family in the long run. And I think that that's so important for us to really embody when it comes to our health, because your health is not only impacting you, but it's impacting everybody else around you. Because it's impacting, if you have a family, it's impacting those who you are literally coming into contact with every day, who you're feeding every day. You're teaching them habits about food. You're teaching them and you're showing them how to actually nourish and take care of your body, showing them how to move to support your health. You know, you're giving them these tools that they get to have and carry on with them for the rest of their life. And then on top of that, you are literally passing this on. So, you know, your future kids, moms, especially to your daughters, you are passing on adrenal health, stress capacity, nervous system capacity. You are passing on your gut microbiome to your kids. You know, and your nutrition at time of conception directly impacts the epigenetics of your kids. Same with your spouse. And so not only like currently physically there are you showing them day to day, but also you are genetically passing that on. I just think the study that they've done on adrenals is very cool, that it actually impacts 3 generations. Isn't that crazy? I think that's so insane, like how far you can pass that on. One of my friends, it's so funny, she goes, so what if, you know, you are doing all this amazing support and stuff for your kids, and she goes, and what if Landon like marries the daughter of the CEO of Windex? I don't know why, but that just made me laugh. So if that happens, whatever, because I also think that we impact those that we come into contact with the choices that we're making, and not by preaching, you know? So I don't think you can go up to your friend and be like, oh, I think your nutrition is horrible, and if you change this around, you'll probably have more energy. Yeah, that's gonna go over well. But if instead she sees that you have amazing energy and your skin is glowing, and you just seem so happy all the time, she'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then you can share. And then you can impact them in that way as well. You know, by sharing, you know what I'm talking about. I see this happen all the time where somebody either just looks so happy all of a sudden, or when someone loses weight, and they're super proud of themselves, and people always come up and ask them, what did you do? Right? So now you get to be that example to everyone around you by you making all of these positive choices. you know, you're impacting your kids by what you're showing them. You're also impacting your kids by what you're passing on down to them genetically. And you get to impact all of those around you. So showing up for you isn't selfish. I would actually say that not showing up for you is selfish. Because you're only showing up at 50% of your capacity versus being able to show up at 100%. And 100%, this takes you flexing your discipline muscle. So I will give you an example of flexing your discipline muscle. So, and also keeping a belief in yourself. So something that I am really working on in my realm, my mental belief, is that I am really good at hard conversations. Like, I don't procrastinate them. And I mean, all sorts of hard conversations. You guys know those annoying, like, adult things that you have to do, like, call the eye doctor, call the dentist. Oh, some screw up happened at the bank and you have to go figure that out, or something with your cell phone. Or someone sends you a nasty message and you're just like, ew, I have to answer that. Or you just come into contact with a rude person at the grocery store. Those are those types of conversations. And so I am proving to myself that I am good at these conversations and flexing that discipline muscle by being 100% on top of them. So, for example, I have a, what's it called? I had a money order that was in my drawer that's been in there for a really long time because I kind of forgot about it. And so then I was like, remembered that it was there. So, okay, I'm not going to put that off. I'm going to take that to the bank this week. And so I did, even though I added more stops on my drive with kids. You guys know what I'm talking about. You have to get them out of the car seat. You have to take them in, all that kind of stuff. And so I did it. I was so proud of myself. I'm like, yes, you rock, Leah. And then 3 days later, something came up in the bank's like, actually, that expired. I'm like, oh, great. So then I had to call the bank and figure out what I had to do. So that was a phone call. And I did it, like, right away. I didn't wait, which is typically what I would have done. I would have used to do that. And then I got the number from them and they said, okay, you have to call this place and get that figured out. I'm like, okay. I did that the next day during voice nap time. And I got it figured out. And I got it done. And it was all good. And then every time I get a text message or a message from somebody asking me a question that I need to answer, I'm like, ooh, I'm not really actually sure how to answer that question. Or, ugh, I'm not sure they're going to like my answer. I take that moment right then and there to craft the best reply that I can, and I send it off. Because I am good at hard conversations and I don't procrastinate them. And have any of these been ridiculously hard? Have any of these been the mess, like an email or a message where you kind of get cold and shaky and your heart starts pounding? No, none of them have been that yet. But I am practicing and flexing this discipline muscle so that when one of those does come up, because I'm sure it will, I will have the ability to take care of it easily because I'm flexing the discipline muscle. And that can show up in other areas of your life, especially when it comes to your health. You know, one that I know we're really working on with some HRP clients right now is that they are consistent. And so to prove that to themselves, to prove that belief to themselves, they're flexing that discipline muscle in little things throughout the day so that when motivation completely fails when it comes to the big things with our health, like maybe working out 4 times a week, or maybe getting your water in. Whatever it is that's bigger for you in terms of your health that you struggle to be consistent with, they are flexing that consistency muscle in little things. So maybe that is they're gonna go to bed 15 minutes earlier every night, or maybe they drink more water throughout the day. And so flexing that discipline, that consistency muscle, is maybe they forget to drink their water all day, but they're going to drink a glass before they go to bed because they kept that promise to themselves. So you flex that discipline muscle in the little things. Maybe it's starting off with more fiber for you is you're going to eat an extra carrot a day. You start there and you keep proving to yourself that you can do it. And then when the bigger things come, it's easier. It's easier because you've been practicing with the little things. You've been keeping that promise to yourself. You've been flexing that belief. One of our current HRP clients is a really busy mom. And I just thought her message the other day was the coolest thing ever. And she said, you know, I realize that it's hard to do these things when I have all of these little kiddos that are needing me. I'm needed by so many people all the time, every day, pulled in a million different directions. But I'm realizing that the stress that all of that's bringing is really affecting my cortisol levels, which is then really impacting my hormones. And so she's working on just reframing her thoughts around all of this to find little pockets of time where she can do things. It doesn't have to be big pockets of time right now. It doesn't. It's just kind of reframing our thought process around it and finding these little pockets of time to start with. And she's flexing that discipline muscle and she's reframing that inner voice and showing to herself that she is consistent, that she can do this. Starts with the little things. You know, I think oftentimes we think that we can't do certain things unless we do a big thing. You know, like maybe you're not a runner. Or you tell yourself you're not a runner because you haven't run a marathon. But maybe that's something you want to do. And so you start with just walking 5 minutes a day. And then you start with walking 20 minutes a day. And then you keep flexing that consistency muscle, proving to yourself that, yes, you are a runner. Because you are doing the things that a runner does. So, anyways, that was my thoughts that I wanted to give you. Is that taking care of yourself is not selfish, but also our input needs to match our output. So if you are, again, wanting more support, well, just wanting support with this, period, accountability, you want to run some labs, you want a private coach to have your ear, you want us looking at your meals, you want to learn all of the things, Hormone Reset Program, it's probably a really great fit for you. So if you go to leahbrueggemann.com, we always put it in the show notes as well. There's a little button at the top there that will say Hormone Reset Program. You can click that and then you'll see when our next round is. And I will have a sneak peek I'm going to share with you. Are you ready? Every round, the first 20 ladies that join get their supplements for their 3 months of their HTMA protocol completely covered by me. Let me know if you have questions.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.